Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Carbon County Commissioner Jared Haddock. We're going to be talking about what's happened here in Carbon County. Commissioner, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for taking the time.
Glad to be here.
So I think a great place for us to start is one of the newest additions coming to Carbon County, namely the commission meetings. Now, you guys love giving out recognition. It's yes. always good to highlight the good that's happening here in Carbon County. But one of those new awards coming is the Heart and Character Award, kind of brought to you by the CARE Coalition. And it's been something that over the past few meetings, I've really enjoyed seeing.
Yeah, it's been a wonderful opportunity. It's the CARE Coalition is really about helping to prevent substance use and provide support for those that they're struggling. And we're finding a big impact on being able to identify things that are, you know, about the heart and character of a person. So we all understand the merit-based, you know, rewards based on, you know, how great you perform in sports or something like this. And what that often leads to is a great sense of insecurity, because not everybody can be a winner, and it's and we want to highlight a more honest approach, which is love-based, and you know, based on the kind of the heart and character of a person that everybody could qualify for. And recognize those.
Yeah, kind of that more human aspect of life, you know, and you saw it in the award winners the other day. I mean, Terry Yelenic from Active Reentry, Cody Bunderson, those are two shining pillars in our community for all that they do. They're just so selfless in all their actions. So I think that's exactly the kind of demographic you're reaching for with the Heart and Character Award. And all in all, I think it's a wonderful addition to Carbon County.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, another thing that is for the good of the county that came around is the Rural County Grant. This is a grant that's been going on for several years now, and each year it just helps so many businesses across our local area find ways to help expand and create more jobs and increase that tax base, something that I know that you guys are always seeking to do in the commission.
That's right. And the way that works is it used to be where the state would provide, you know, people could apply to the state for that funding, and very few of our local businesses would get it. It would always go to a lot of the big businesses up north, and so rural Utah was left out. So the commission and our economic development director went to the state and requested that money be given to us for us to distribute, and that has made all the difference in the world. So we know that all $200,000 that was given this year goes directly to our local businesses.
Yeah, and knowing that it is coming here locally and it's being used to help expand these local businesses, truly it's just a great gift for the community, knowing that this is a resource available to small business owners, because sometimes the hardest things you can run into as a small business owner is expanding, finding ways to bring in new employees, and this is a great way to aid the community in that.
Yeah, and just so you know, the criteria for that is it's a 50-50 match. And so that means the local businesses are also contributing the $200,000 into their own businesses, and we just provide that match. And our criteria for that is we're looking for job growth. And so like with this round, you know, they're looking at 100 jobs that are being created with this $200,000. And what that means to our community to keep these small businesses around and flourishing, I think, is everything.
You know, it truly is. And kind of continuing on that theme of infrastructure, a group that Carbon County is a part of was a group formerly known as the 7-County Infrastructure Coalition. You had an 8th county in there. 8-County Infrastructure Coalition just doesn't ring off the tongue. So it's been renamed to the Rural Utah Infrastructure Coalition. Now, the last time most people may have heard of this group was during the big Supreme Court case that led to the creation of the Uinta Basin Railway. But for people who might not be familiar with it, what is the Rural Utah Infrastructure Coalition, and what's its goals for the local area?
Well, our goals are to help provide greater infrastructure and increase the jobs and opportunities in each of our counties. Now, some counties will benefit more from the infrastructure than others this go around, but by having that that partnership with the other counties, we're actually able to do so much more than just infrastructure and development in each of our county. So we have some influence with each of those counties. And like talking about the centrally assessed, you know, tax appeals and stuff, and they actually help us when we have to battle, you know, state tax commission and things like that. Well, just to help provide equal representation so that they hear from us. So to have that partnership with each of those counties, I think is pretty important.
I think especially too, because lots of the counties that are within this coalition share very similar values to what we have here in Carbon County, that rural mindset that it's kind of hard to come by, especially along the Wasatch Front, because our problems down here aren't necessarily the same problems they're facing up in the bigger cities. So being able to team up together and help address these problems as a group, I feel like it really increases the amount of power and voice we have as a whole.
Well, it does. And what very few people understand is that our state and representatives are all, it's all based on population. And so some of the senators can represent just a, you know, 3 mile radius and in Salt Lake County, but in out here could have to represent several, you know, square miles and different multiple counties. And so if we're not being able to have enough representation from our local House of Representatives and Senate, then that's why this coalition is so important, because we represent a large geographical area. And so we try to unite together on common purposes for that as well.
Now, in your position as a commissioner, one of the offices you oversee is that of assessor, and that's an ongoing process constantly throughout the year. But one part of it is finally starting to kind of taper off for you guys, of course, until the next cycle begins, and that is the Board of Equalization. You guys are starting to hear kind of those last late appeals, and I'm sure as a commissioner and being over that office, it's probably kind of a relief to be to this point of the process.
It is, and the truth is that we are all really excited when we find an error. Because what that means is we can make it right for the resident, and we can make it right for the county. We don't want anybody to pay anything more than, not even a single penny more than what they should. But if everybody pays their equal share and it's all been properly valued, it lowers everybody's tax at the end of the day by getting these things right. And especially allows for, you know, the Board of Equalization allows for situations where, you know, that, like I think last night in our commission, we had, you know, a death in the family, some unexpected events or a misunderstanding on the reporting, you know, and I'm grateful that we're able to approve those and look into those further to give, you know, give some mercy, leniency to those who deserve it.
You know, and it's one of those things where you want to make sure that it's done, but you also want to make sure that it's done right. And this is part of that process of making sure that everything is done. You're crossing your T's, you're dotting your I's, everything is taken care of. And like you said, in the long run, that the goal is to lower property taxes around here. And that's something I know that is a shared value amongst all of the commissioners. Now, moving away from the world of assessment and property tax into the world of education, one of the things that you guys elected to support the other day was a donation to GradSpec, and it's an event that, you know, several years ago, back when even I was in high school, you had a major party, and you know, it led to local officials thinking, how can we make graduation night safer for these students? And this is an event that's been going on for as long as I can remember.
I think over 45 years. I think they've had the going in one form or another, and the real test is the number of people that it's bringing. So we had over 600 students last year, and I actually sit on that volunteer on that board as well. And I get to see firsthand the impact of being able to bring everybody together and to be able to combine all of our money and resources from the donations that we receive from the county, the city, and everywhere else, and be able to bring in some bigger players, if you will, to our area. So some more fun events. And, you know, like we have a lot of free food and a lot of free entertainment, just for anybody who's, once they come into the party, that, you know, and it keeps them, it shows a kind of a healthier and a funner way to show entertainment and.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those events that, you know, I know year after year students are looking forward to it. And again, it's just a great safe alternative for a party on graduation. And the safety of those children is ultimately the biggest goal here. We want to protect them. We want to make sure they're having fun, but we also want to make sure that they're having a safe time. Now, Commissioner Haddock, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Again, our guest, Carbon County Commissioner Jared Haddock. We're talking about what's happening here in Carbon County. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.